Praise 104.1, DC's Inspiration Station. It's time now for our beauty spot. And on the line with me is makeup artist to the stars, Kim Lee. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing good, hon. I've been seeing the tweets and everybody's excited about the topic today, including myself, because we are women of a certain age. So your tips are for those women that are over 40 today, and looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And you know, a lot of women have been emailing me, Cheryl, saying, Kim, you know, you always give the trends, but what about us? What about us ladies that are over 40 that want to look good all the time, not just trendy, but just look good all the time? And so I just want to give a few tips. I may have to extend it to next week. Just depends on how we flow with this. But listen, the first tip I have is to make sure that if you notice that your lips are getting a little thin, which, you know, could be a woman that may be over 50 or 60, if you notice that, one of the ways to actually plump them up without getting a surgery is to add a little gloss to your lips. You'll notice that your lips will look a little fuller by having that gloss, because that's that extra dimension that your lips will need, and you want to make sure that you're staying away from darker colors. Darker colors are going to actually make your lips look smaller, and they're going to make you look older. So I definitely suggest, if you want to look young and fresh and vibrant, to make sure that you are not wearing dark, dark colors. Which takes me to my next tip. Cheryl, I know a lot of people say, oh, Kim, you know, these cat eyes and dark eyes and things are in. But ladies, the older you get, the more you want to stay away from wearing too much makeup. That includes your eye makeup. You don't want to overdo it. And so in doing that, you want to make sure if you're using any kind of pencils to line your eyes with, I suggest using an actual kohl liner, which works really well. You know, the liner actually stays a lot longer, and it's waterproof, and it's smudge-proof. Those are going to actually help if you don't have a steady hand. So I don't really suggest using the liquid liner, because liquid liner can get caught up in the folds of skin. If your eyes, if you notice that your eyes are starting to droop, then you don't want to use a liquid liner, because it's going to smear and smudge. It's going to be all over the place. You're going to be frustrated. So use a kohl liner. And you want to make sure you pull the eye tight while you're putting the liner on, so that you can get an even flow of color when you're putting your liner on, which takes me to eyes. Cheryl, ladies, this is a big mistake that I always see, and it's all of this frost that I see on older women. Frost is going to accentuate those wrinkles and fine lines and so forth. You want to stay away from frost eyeshadows and gravitate to shadows that are a satin finish. That way you don't have to worry about, you know, the definition of your eyelid being accentuated as such. So you want to make sure you're using a satin, or even using a smoky tip. Smoky eyes really work well. Not a dark smoky. I really like gray smoky this year, Cheryl. It looks really very beautiful. It's a little softer, and it works well for day or evening. Now, I know some women are saying, so what about my foundation, Kim? How do I look young? Primer is going to be your best friend. And I know I talk about primer all the time, but I can't get away from it. And that is simply because primer is going to be a great way to help to hide fine lines and wrinkles. It's going to help your foundation to look more vibrant, to last all day long, and your eyeshadows. Now, make sure that you're using a primer for your eyes when you're doing eyeshadow, and a different primer you're going to need for your skin, because remember, your eye area and your face are two different types of skin, so you don't want to mix those up, but you definitely need a primer for both. And then my final tip, Cheryl, which is really going to be key, is dark circles and puffiness. A lot of women complain to me, Kim, my eyes are dark, they're puffy, but they don't do anything about it. Now, you know that this can come from several things. It can be from sleep deprivation. It could come from allergies. It could come from hereditary things, but you want to make sure that you're doing something to offset that. So when you go out and you purchase your products for your face, make sure that you are purchasing things that deal with your concerns. Don't just pick up a cream. If you know you have issues with fine lines and wrinkles and you want to put on that eye cream and you want to use those anti-inflammatories and things like that with cucumber extract in them and things like that, because that's going to take the puffiness away. You want to make sure you're using things with vitamin C, which is going to help with circulation around your eye area. So just educate yourself, ladies, and remember that you want to purchase things that are going to deal with your concerns. Cheryl, I could talk about this all day. I think we're going to have to take this into next week, because I think I have a few more tips to give the ladies.
I love that. I'd love it. Man, this is all great stuff. You know, I'm taking notes and looking forward to talking to you next week, too.
All right, Cheryl.
All right, Kim. Thanks for checking in.
Okay, have a good one.